It stood 3 meters tall and weighed, on average, 4 times more than a human being, damn near as much as a suited warrior. It had 6 limbs, 2 for walking upright and erect, 4 for work. The upper limbs, call them arms, were incredibly massive, hanging down 1.5 meters from 2 titanic shoulder joints. The arms ended in huge, hulking, 2-pronged claws, twice the size of an armored human fist. The middle arms were smaller, approximately human size. Curved, 2-pronged pincers here for delicate work. The legs were the size of tree trunks, ending with semicircular pads splayed flat to the ground. There were 2 gnarled knobs on each. Each limb, upper, middle, and lower, had 3 joints. The body had 3 sections, shoulder, abdomen, pelvis. Each was covered with coarse, hair-like fibers spaced widely apart. The head, half again larger than a warrior's helmet, bore a dull globular eye on each side. The mandible mouth opened in 3 vertical sections of varying width and shape. Closed, it resembled nothing so much as a smooth-sheened, toothless human skull. The skin was not skin at all, but bone. Ectoskeleton. The muscles were inside. It was awesomely powerful. It was the enemy. It was an ant. It was called something else, something long and technical and dreamed up out of range. But scientific jargon had nothing to do with what men had felt when they saw it move, saw it coming. It didn't matter that it had no antennae and walked upright and was too damn big. From the beginning, men had called it an ant. Felix saw no reason to change that. He stood watching the hollow of the enemy in the wall of the passage leading from the briefing room. The others had long since filed past. They used their last minutes before drop as a time to be with friends or check equipment, or fight panic, or yield to it and vomit, or to pray with undreamed-of piety. Felix alone watched the ant.